Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You are now tuned in to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the number one podcast for Christian women to learn how to apply God's principles to fulfill your God-ordained purpose. Every episode will empower you with the tools and wisdom necessary so you can strategically execute and excel in every area of your life. This is the place for you to learn how to walk in purpose, to walk with purpose, and to fulfill God's purpose. Hey sis, have you downloaded the Prescription for Purpose mobile app? It is the number one resource for women of faith who are looking to build their faith and walk in purpose. This is not your ordinary app. There are so many great features, from Bible studies to devotionals, practical resources, study tools, and flashcards for every verse in the Bible so you can truly study God's word. You can even get your own devotionals, prayers, and Bible studies featured right on the app to share with everyone in the community. My favorite part of the app is the community. There's so many women who are a part of this app that are truly just in love with God, and we want to build a life that is pleasing to Him. So if you are looking to partner with us to pursue your purpose, head over to the Apple App Store or to the Google Play App Store and download the Prescription for Purpose app today for free. That's RX for Purpose. Hey girl, hey, and welcome to the season finale of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. Y'all, this is bittersweet. I'm coming right back in January, but child, I love this show so much. I love that God allows me to come and just speak His word and to talk about Him and to do all of the things that He's called me to. I'm grateful for y'all. I'm in my feelings because this season has been phenomenal. Like, I have no other words outside of telling y'all to get in line with what God has called you to do. I struggle with that a little bit this year. I'm sure that at a later point in time, but I did. But He really repositioned me, and it's evident in the work that's happening with Prescription for Purpose. And so I'm grateful to y'all. We will have some like off-season content coming periodically, but again, I encourage you to get connected with us, take the quiz, join our email list, go on the website. Like, there's so much coming down the pipeline. I cannot stress that enough. You want to be around. Okay. Now, today's episode is entitled, You're Already Walking in Purpose. And you may be like, girl, what? Yes, girl, you are already walking in purpose. And this is a revelation that God gave me early this year and had kind of told me to hold it until He released me to release it. And here we are. Essentially, a lot of times, we're asking God for purpose and we feel like we're going to arrive at this place. And God gave me a word, and I'm going to just read it from the notes section of my phone because it sounds best that way. And that's the way that God gave it to me. Okay. And so it says, purpose is not found at the place of perfection, but actually solidified throughout the process. Oftentimes, you were making a mad dash to the finish line in an attempt to arrive at a place of purpose. Unbeknownst to you, the true purpose of your life is securely tucked in the labor and the lessons of the process. It was on the cross where Jesus completed and perfected His work. But if you only focused on the work of the cross, how much goodness, revelation, and refinement would you miss if you didn't have the opportunity to study and learn from His process here
on the earth. Girl, I said, well, gather me, Holy Spirit. gather me whole. We spend so much time trying to arrive at a place and a space, and we do not understand that the process is the purpose. The process is your purpose. All of the lessons, all of the challenges, all of the trials, all of the tribulations that are put together to perfect our faith, all of that is part of your purpose. You are in purpose. As long as you are fully submitted to God, surrendered to Him, and you are being led by God's Holy Spirit, who is on the inside of you, instructing, guiding, teaching, leading, interceding, advocating, you are already operating in your purpose. And if you aren't, you're not in a space and a place where it's too late to ask God to make His plans known to you. However, you have to surrender first. You have to be in a place of full surrenderance, because you have to be connected to the vine. And I even had to have a level of correction, because if you've been rocking with us for a long time, you know I used to have a group called the Producer Society, because we wanted to produce fruit in our lives that was of God. And now, I think I was like 29 when that 32-year-old me is like, actually, girl, that wasn't right. You was cute, though. Because we don't have the capacity to produce these things. We just get to bear fruit. We follow instruction. We are just yielding fruit because of the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us. And it's through those lessons, through the time that we spend with Him, as He continues to fill us, right? We receive Holy Spirit at salvation. However, we have to be surrendered to Him to allow Him to take over our whole life. And this is how we get filled with the Spirit to the point where we are just overflowing and oozing with the presence of God. And so many of us quench the Holy Spirit with our own selfish ambition, our own ideas. I talked about like how our personal values are even like not reconciled. And so we're quenching the Holy Spirit with our sin. And then we get upset because we don't experience the fullness of God.
Hey sis, I want to tell you about our new Prescription for Purpose quiz. This quiz takes less than 3 minutes to complete, and when you finish, you will receive your official purpose prescription. Your prescription will include information about your diagnoses, and then you get free courses to help you take the necessary steps to start walking in purpose. The quiz is customized to help you in your current season. Do not spend another day without the clarity and instruction that you need. Go right now to the link in the show notes, take the quiz, and get your official purpose prescription today. Now let's get back to the show.
And then we're like, God, I'm trying to serve you. But we're really not, because we're not surrendered. Imagine trying to give somebody help that they don't need. Like, I ain't ask you to do that. If you really want to walk in your purpose, you need to be submitted to the process, because that's where it starts. Every time I come on here and I'm able to open my mouth, I'm operating in purpose, but I'm simply sharing with y'all the process that I have been going through. God has been processing me all year. I've been going through so many processes that, quite frankly, I've had enough. Right? And so then I get to come on here and essentially document and share what I've learned in that process. And this is the purpose. And a lot of us are so resistant to the process, so resistant to hearing the lesson that Holy Spirit is trying to download and give us. we're so resistant to the tribulation that instead of us looking at the lesson, we just always think that we're taking L's instead of taking notes. And you're missing out on the very thing that God is trying to call you to solve. Some of us are out here saying like, oh, I know it's my purpose to teach, right? This is a revelation that I had this year. God told me I was to teach. I had been teaching Bible study for about a year and had the podcast for a minute already before God said, hey, yeah, no, you're a teacher. And it wasn't until I got to a place this year where I was like, something is not clicking. Where God was like, now that you're ready to surrender all of your little plans and cute ideas to me. Because I was like, I'm so frustrated, God, at this point. I don't care. What are we doing? Throw the whole thing away and start over? I don't know. Because something's missing. And once I got that desperate, God showed me how literally every piece was working together. And he was calling me to help women prioritize their spiritual health. And in a matter of one afternoon, everything was so clear. All of the processes, all of the notes, all of these little separate pieces that I had documented, every gift and talent came together. And I'm still in the midst of putting it in the way that God gave it to me. But the level of clarity only came because I was fully submitted and surrendered and connected to the source in the process. It is in the process that you are actually operating in purpose. Stop looking, sis, to arrive to a place. We're never going to arrive until the day that Christ returns. And so if you are being stagnant, talking about you waiting on God, Jesus can show up and you're going to be out of line. You've buried the talent. Instead of documenting your process, leaning into the trials and tribulations that don't feel good, but all work out for our good. Instead of asking God, what lesson do I learn in this hard season? Yes, we can ask God for our deliverance. But a lot of times we want our deliverance to look like him removing the situation. And really, he's just simply going to cover us and guide us through it. Like the children of Israel had to walk across the Red Sea, sis, or through it. That was still deliverance. And then they got to an unfamiliar place and they thought that they were better off slaves. And that's how we look in the spirit. We ready to run back to sin because this place is unfamiliar. And so you're kind of bucking the process instead of surrendering and saying, okay, God, now that I'm here, what am I to learn? If you watch the children of Israel, God is a provider. He piloted them, cloud by day, fire by night. They were already operating in purpose. The place that you may be trying to get to is the promised land. But you're not trying to get to your purpose. You're in it. You may be trying to get to the promised land. But if you're not submitted to the process, if you're not submitted to God's purpose, you'll never see it. Just like the children of Israel. I am already operating in purpose. I'm doing it afraid. I'm doing it feeling unqualified. I'm doing it under construction. And so are you. For God's glory. And so if I don't leave you with anything else to close out this season, I need you to know that you are already operating in purpose. I need you to stop resisting the process. I need you to start taking notes, literally journaling lessons that you've learned through your trials and tribulations. Because it's there where pieces will start to come together. You'll start finding common themes. And you're like, oh my goodness. This is where I'm supposed to be helping people. And now you're shifting from the process and being perfected in your purpose to where God can start showing you the promised land. And then when I get there, I want to be able to sustain in the promised land. And that only happens as I continue to allow God to take me back into the wilderness to continue to prepare me for the next season. We have to understand this and submit and surrender to it. Girl, you are already operating in your purpose. And if you know that you're not in alignment with God, surrender so you can start the process. Because once the process starts, you're in purpose. Everything that happens is for your good, even when it doesn't feel good. Stop resisting. Start taking notes. Surrender to the Holy Spirit. Allow him to do what he was intended to do. Instruct, guide, lead, intercede, advocate. Like, we have a helper. He is our help. You cannot do this without God. The people who attempt to do the things of God without him are the ones who are going to be hollering, Lord, Lord, I did all of this in your name. And God is going to tell them that he never knew them. You worker of iniquity. That cannot and will not be our story here. You are already in purpose. You are already in purpose. You may be in pursuit of a promise that God is giving you. That's fair. But your purpose, you're in it. Every good day, every bad day. So I love y'all. I am so grateful for y'all individually. Like, I pray for y'all. I am so grateful that God has entrusted y'all to be here, that y'all even show up here to listen to little old me. Like, it never ceases to amaze me. Ever. And I don't take it lightly. So I love y'all. Get connected so we don't have to miss each other real bad in the off season. And we'll see y'all in January. Bye, 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 bye. This episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast is brought to you by The Society. The Society is our online membership community for women who want to grow in both their faith and in their business. It's hosted by myself, Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, Kavaya Watrice of the She Who Is Called app, and Rosalyn Renee of the Therapy as a Christian podcast. This membership community literally has everything that you need. We do free challenges once a quarter, and our last challenge at the end of the year, people were getting saved. People were getting jobs, growing in their faith. I mean, it is just such a rich place to be. I absolutely love hosting the Society because I get to teach Bible study every 2 weeks. Kavaya writes daily devotionals. We have prayer call every week. Tatum does business training, and Rosalyn makes sure that we are on our toes mentally and we're able to effectively be productive in every aspect of our life. I promise that you will not regret taking advantage of being a part of this community. Head on over to the Blessed and Bossed Up Society.com to start your free 2-week trial. That's Blessed and Bossed Up Society.com to start your 2-week free trial today. Now let's get back to the show.